Only on the program, huh? No, Mick never went on Sports Night.
What's that show?
Never heard of it. Actually, you haven't been on that show in a while.
No, I haven't. What, did I do something wrong?
No, I get like two a week, and I got to prioritize, Mick.
I'm down on the list. No, I get it. I've dropped Oklahoma State after this weekend, so you have to redo that open.
Yeah. I'm done?
I'm done, yeah.
K-State, you switched? Not even Kansas, you just...
I'm just looking. I'm just be like my kids. Cheer for the winner. Go Clemson, you know, after last year, whoever wins it this year. Go Alabama, Georgia, whatever.
So you're a free agent then?
I'll take an offer right
looking
now.
Looking for a team. You can have this bandwagon guy.
I'll take Mizzou now. I'll jump on that bandwagon.
That has been a remarkable turnaround.
That's been weird.
In real perspective, that is a stunningly good turnaround out of Missouri. And Drew Locke has a chance to have the all-time SEC single-season touchdown record?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? What has happened in this?
I said last night, if someone had told me 5 weeks ago that I'd hit Thanksgiving feeling better about Missouri football than Missouri basketball, I would have said, get away from me with that lighter fluid, Coach Odom.
Things can change on a dime in sports, we're finding out with, the Chiefs. With Missouri football, with Missouri basketball, with everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can start with the Oklahoma State game if you want, but I assume that it's leaving a bit of a sour taste in your mouth after Skylar Thompson throws the ball 13 times, but for, 20 yards a pass completion?
That game really turned, if Watsy pulls down the sideline pass for the first down.
Yeah, James Washington.
They win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have this high-powered offense, get 2 minutes left, you've come all the way back and win the game.
I thought for sure they were
over.
Like,
I did.
When he got the ball back, I'm like, okay, this is game.
Especially after that first pass, the ball's at his hands. I'm like, they're going to win. Oh, he dropped it.
He's going to turn up the sidelines, probably pick up 5-10 more yards, yeah.
And then three straight airmails, and you're like, all right.
That was the worst game Mason Rudolph's ever played, I think. And the Oklahoma State defensively has given up 149 points the last three games.
That's
141. Now, one's against OU, sure. But
which
the other,
Todd was already talking
the
IR, about.
The Iowa State and Kansas State. Kansas State, who tries to possess the ball like a quarter at a time.
Without
right?
scoring.
Right. They want to win the game in the 20s. If the opponent scores 40, K-State loses every time except for, this one, pretty much. And then give up 42 to Iowa State and barely survive that game. Defensive coordinator, Oklahoma State still has theirs.
Game before that, they gave up 39 to West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
What was this weird Texas game? Like, I'm looking back now, I'm like,
13-10 in overtime.
13-10 in overtime, and then every game since then, 50-39, 62-52, 49-42, 45-40. And presumably 100-7 coming up on Saturday against Kansas. So, like, did Oklahoma State
nice.
Get to play
Kansas
defense?
Nice, score.
No,
all right.
Absolutely. There's
Woo.
No way. Why the
positivity here?
Oklahoma State's lost their last three home games. The spread's 40. That's going to be a two-score game. Two-score. You heard it right here.
Program picks tomorrow with Fat Jack. Rob, are you believing in mixed two-score game theory?
No. No, listen, it's senior day in Stillwater for all those great guys that are going to run it up on Kansas.
So they've had big games the last several weeks.
Do people really care about senior days, or is that just something we reiterate because somebody says it to us? Does it actually matter to them? I'm curious.
I think it does to the seniors, sure, and all that. It's their last time. It's emotional. It's a whole chapter of their life ending and all that, but I don't know if it translates ever to results or whatever, but like I said, I'm moving on. Just kidding. I'm actually taking my kids to that game.
Are you really?
You'll be down there?
No.
I'll be down there. Text me.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll be in Stillwater.
Only the diehards are going to be able to tailgate because it's 11 a.m. game.
Well, I won't be one of them. I'll be rolling up at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Mick has his kids, so he's got a limit to how diehard.
That's my 14 and 11-year-old, so they
Which one drives
Then
back?
I'll definitely text you at 10 when I get in town.
14, you can drive. And it's my brother, so it's that's four just going down. It's the Jayhawk start time is what I call it, 11 o'clock. I don't even say 11 o'clock anymore. If it's 10:45, I say it's 15 till Jayhawk, basically, because that's when KU always plays.
They had that TCU game in primetime.
They did.
Let's not forget. Yeah. About that little one.
Yeah. The same guys that coached the Chiefs coach Oklahoma State. It's the same thing. It's scary how similar it is defensively.
Does Oklahoma
with the head
State
coach,
because that was the thing we were talking about with Kansas or with the Chiefs. Does Oklahoma State go through the same thing the Chiefs did, where like every year they just have a prolonged stretch of bad play, and you're like, why is there a 4-game stretch when you aren't the same team? And then the other 8, like for the Chiefs, like the other 12 games, you play really well. Why is there still like 4 or 5 games
right.
where you seem like this completely different team
right.
that can't keep it together? And that's the difference between them and the Patriots and the Steelers, because those teams just, I think you said, Chris, like they get up and rolling.
Yeah.
And they just keep rolling. Like
no.
things don't. And
they don't have that, but they do have the opposing quarterback after every game could take his jersey off, take it up to the team store, and sell it, and you wouldn't know any difference because he hasn't been touched, right?
We
protect. We don't try to go after the quarterback. No. And then guess what? In your super safe mode, you're still giving up 50 a game.
Like, I know we want to make – like, and the game is on the offense for the Chiefs. I'm not
– This last one, yes.
Yes, this last game was on the offense. But there are still things that, like, I can nitpick a little bit about.
Oh, absolutely.
The defense,
how
because,
long were some of those drives like, by the Giants?
But offensively, C.J. Beathard – threw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Giants last week. C.J. Beathard. And Alex Smith is going to go out there. And by the way, didn't use the wind as any kind of excuse.
No.
So he said after the game, he's like, no, I didn't think it affected my passes. So if it's not the wind, how is C.J. Beathard good for 300 yards and a pair of touchdowns in a game and they can't put together a single one touchdown drive against the Giants? Their record, their consecutive streak of letting up like 280 or 300 yard passers or more, and they had let 10 straight games with a touchdown to a tight end. They didn't get that. Yeah. Like, it was all the things favor the Chiefs. Like, you go back through that game, and that one felt like, I think Grunty called it rock bottom. If it's, I hope so. Because if it gets lower than that, I'm not sure.
Well, and how bad is that Cowboys loss looking even still? I mean, after
now, they
yesterday.
Had Elliott and Tyron
I
Smith.
Guess they had
and Sean Lee.
90 so, like, yards they, of Elliott.
They did, but they had all three of those players. Like, that's three very important players for the Cowboys. Really? See, for me, Mick, it's more like I watch the Eagles play, and I'm like, damn, they beat that team?
Yeah. Just
right?
A different version of the Chiefs beat that team. I think Tony Dungy on Sunday Night Football nailed it on the head. I mean, Alex is back to being game manager, Alex. He's not throwing past the sticks.
No.
It's
He's not throwing past 3 yards.
No. I mean, it's what? What? I think Andy Reid coaches with an impressive record, like a 5-0 record, the same way he coaches with a big lead, right? It's, we've got to protect this, and in turn, you don't.
I also think I think they try to oversimplify when the offense is struggling. Like, when things don't, like, so a game or two, and things aren't, like, the timing's off, like you talked about yesterday talked about. And there is, like, a rhythm thing. Like, everybody doesn't seem like they're on the same page. And when that happens, he's like, okay, base form offense unite, and then that form of the offense isn't creative enough to fool anybody. What makes Andy Reid great is no matter the quarterback or the playmakers or who he has in place, he does an excellent job scheming around and creating plays and creating offense that people aren't used to. So when they try to take it to the base level, if they're struggling, I think it becomes too easy.
Well, there's that. There's the whole rhythm excuse, but then how about not running Kareem Hunt into the A-gap on first down every
15.
Single series of down? It's almost like they're coaching with their heads down, right? I mean, you got to be able to make in-game adjustments, right? At some point, the game plan goes away, right? When you have 9 points at the end and you're still fortunate enough to go to overtime, yet there's Kareem Hunt, first play, right up the gut, just getting stuffed. I don't.
How many carries did he have in the game, Curtis? Do you remember?
I think it was 18 or 17.
And we think 11 of them were on first and 10 to the A cap. Pretty much what you're talking
about.
Just
4 foot first down. You know, in baseball, you throw up the 4. Just throw up the 2 to the side. Like, hey, we're just gonna go ahead to the second down here. We don't need to.
We'll take second.
Endanger
and eight.
The players.
Thanks.
We'll just go second and 8 right here. 2. Less plays. You get over quicker. It's like slow pitch softball. You start with a 1-1 count. I mean, that's what that game was.
It was ugly on both sides. So, like, coming out of there, I feel better about the defense. Like, they played okay. Now it's a bad offense.
But what about decisions like leaving
Philip Gaines on an island?
One-on-one on an island on the biggest play of the game?
Philip Gaines.
What about that decision?
That's a bad one.
You could still pressure the quarterback
now, Steven Nelson
and have bracket coverage and, you know, roll a safety up over the top. You could still You could have best of both worlds. You don't have to bring the house and just
or at
have
that point just
a
don't
man
blitz
on an island.
Because you cannot leave Phillip Gaines on an island. If you saw that pass, like, did you see, like, there are now three plays. I can't remember who it is. Bryce Wood or something. He does Photoshop stuff for like Sports Illustrated. He put out like three still shots of Phillip Gaines, and the desperation you can see on three different plays in which, like, he is practically just dragging the guy down, like, oh God, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I just got to pull this guy. Like, to have him one-on-one in that moment is, yes, unexplainable. But again, like, that one play is bad. Fine. But they scored 9 points in regulation, Mick, and they couldn't outscore that. They held them
to 9. And all nine were set up by offensive turnovers, by the shovel pass interception, and then the three at the end on the interception in Giants territory.
Correct.
In Chiefs territory.
So there's no way. I think Grunty is seven consecutive drives where they either punt or turned it over on downs.
Yeah.
Of an average game of 11 or 12 possessions, the defense did its job admirably. Did its job admirably. There might be little things to nitpick, including that Gaines play and why he's on the field at that time. And, you know, Tyreek Hill pretty much had what he averages, which is 68 yards, which is good for an 1,100-yard season. So don't discount 68 yards like it's nothing. Travis Kelce had 100 yards, same thing. But then again, the one thing, like, Kelce and Hill have still been getting theirs this entire time when it's struggling, and yet still, it won't happen. Oh, boy. Breaking news from Missouri Hoops real quick, Mick.
Oh, boy.
Michael Porter Jr. will undergo surgery on Tuesday, November 21st, in Dallas, Texas. The procedure is a microdiscectomy? Does that sound right? Of the L4,
so he
can't L3 spines. Remember what you just said? You remember what you said to Doug Gottlieb that maybe it was
a
discourteous? You cursed Missouri.
Does
the
L3,
L4 spinal disc has a projected recovery time of 3 to 4 months.
By season.
And will likely cause him to miss the remainder of the season.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, I guess let's talk about that for a minute. Curtis, I'm sorry. Can we start? I'm sorry. That's... Ugh. Ugh.
Nothing to say.
I mean, for Missouri to get the number one recruit, for him to miss 2.5 minutes, and then it seemed like at first it wasn't going to be anything major. But Curtis, literally, with Doug Gottlieb today, he was like, hey, at first they weren't sure if it was the leg, or then maybe it was the hip. Or maybe it was the back. And then Doug Gottlieb said... Well, that's what, like, they couldn't figure out exactly where he was hurting. Curtis then suggests, like, Doug Gottlieb said, well, you know, when you hear that, what you think is, it's a nerve. Like, something's pinching on a nerve. Curtis then said, yeah, or it's a slip disc in the back.
Well, I had a couple of people last night I saw on Twitter that threw that out there. And I thought, well, sometimes you get misinformation, you get people who want to see if you'll bite on it. So I was like, well, let me check. I thought maybe one person's responding to somebody else. And then I heard a couple things here in the break from people that I thought might be on the line with that. And so now we know what's going on. And I don't think you can overstate how devastating this is to that program. Because everything on this season was predicated on Michael Porter Jr. coming here, having an amazing season, leading this team to the NCAA tournament, being, revitalizing almost single-handedly this program. 2 minutes into his career, it's over. I don't think you can overstate how unbelievably crippling,
like, this was
this news is to Missouri basketball.
It was, they had seemingly turned around their program overnight. And it hinged on that decision, right? It hinged on Michael Porter Jr. decided to come to Missouri. As a result of that, so did Jeremiah Tillman and other, like, there were other interested, good freshmen. Like, they seemingly got better so immediately. And then, Curtis, the conversation was, okay, can they turn that into tournament success and turn this thing around? Mm-hmm. And now, like, if you're Michael Porter Jr. and you're already having back surgery and you're already thought of as a high draft pick, I mean, you can't risk going back to college, right? And that injury, like,
no,
you have
absolutely.
To just, like,
no,
like,
no.
Like, for me, this only further supplants the idea. Like, he always, like, said, well, maybe I'd stick around. I don't think he meant it, but he'd say it. But this absolutely gives you no choice in leaving, which Missouri basketball means they're going to get the number one recruit, the highest recruit they've ever gotten in their program history, and he's only going to play 2.5 minutes for him in an entire season. 3 to 4 months. I mean, that's... I mean, we can talk about all the things that go with, like, the change in expectations, but, I mean, really, the story is how can, like for Missouri basketball, again, a program that has gotten close to being at, like, a really good level for a while, but we've talked about, like, has made a Final Four. This seemingly was the beginning of a new era for their program. And then, you know, where does this set them back behind the eight ball? I mean, they struggled with Emporia State last night without Michael Porter Jr.,
yep.
And now they're going to have no chance to have him on the court at any point. And you feel awful for him. Like, you know, because a back injury like that, those come up, like sometimes like disc slip, it's not to mention, those are really scary injuries for basketball players. Back injuries linger. You ever know about like back problems?
Yep.
They just stick around forever. Like, so this is devastating news for him too.
It's a killer. Think about, you know, John Tay as well. He forfeited his senior year of high school to go to college. And look, he belongs at the college level right away. I don't think he's going to be a guy that jumps after this year. Still some stuff to work on. But he kind of rearranged his whole basketball career and life just to play with his brother 1 year, which is great, right? Which I thought was awesome. And it was going to be such a special year for the family. Obviously, the dad is there. You have two sisters at the school playing basketball. It was going to be just a celebratory year, and it can't still be great. You know,
there's supposed
to
be other good Porters, right? Like, this
absolutely.
Could still, like,
yeah.
This it's not that Michael Porter still can't change the direction, but this was supposed to be like just such a big boost immediately.
Yeah.
Like they sold out their season tickets. Chris.
You can argue he still made that boost and elevated the program while only playing 2 minutes.
But the problem is, like, only if they play. Yeah. Yes.
You can argue that
you could.
The players likely knew something was going on. I would find it hard to believe that this comes as a complete shock to them. But he's. I mean, they talked to Michael. They know this is bad.
Well,
they've probably been expecting something bad news out of this for a while. So maybe the emotionally they won't be entirely shot, and they can make something out of the season. They've still got some talent there. But part of it was also making some kind of a run in March. And that just doesn't. I mean, or making enough of a move in this season to where the next wave says, well, I'm going to jump on board too. And I just don't see, with an improved SEC, virtually so many teams getting better.
Gottlieb talks about how good the SEC is.
Yeah, I don't know how they make the kind of move they anticipated without him.
No.
It doesn't work without him.
No. And we kind of saw something like this coming, right, with him sitting in the locker room for an entire game outside where his team is playing and not being on the bench, and then scheduling an appointment with a specialist the same time as another game. And I think he was down in Dallas. Is that right? Is that where
he's having surgery today? So,
I thought he would come back. Maybe I was just naive in thinking that with all those signs there.
Three
and
to four
I agree
months,
with you. They had to know something like that, like this was going to come.
If it's 3 to 4 months, could he be?
This is likely causing him to miss the remainder of the season.
So he could be back for the tournament.
Do you think he'd come back and play? Is a prospective top
Honestly,
five pick in
if,
the NBA
if,
draft?
If I were Konzo Martin, I'd tell him not to. Like, you just, like, the same reason, like, with Joel Embiid and the way it was handled in Kansas, right? Yeah. Like, you're going to be a top, like, Michael Porter Jr., even with this back injury, presuming it heals and he checks out with it, he will still be a lottery pick.
Absolutely.
If he was thought
higher
of.
Than that.
You know.
I mean, Joel Embiid was hurt. Got picked. Noel
torn ACL.
Was hurt.
Kyrie Irving went 1-1 after 9 games.
Kyrie Irving as well. You know, guys that were bad.
Kenyon
Josh Selby, bad, didn't play, still got picked. Marcus Smart, character issues, all that stuff, got picked. You know, third pick or something like that. You can't shake your stars. The NBA knows what they're looking for. Knows what it's getting, and they will take on baggage, they'll take on injury, they will take on red flags, all that stuff. I don't think he would even slip below 3.
No, and it just, you know, for like the Missouri, like their whole offense, and I know like Konzo Martin's not thought of like this, but the whole offense I thought was like, not that it wouldn't be, but like it was all going to be centered around one player, and that's the one. Like, and hey, this is going to be good growth. Like, it might actually be better for the next couple of years as far as I'm going. Because now Jontay Porter
nope.
and Tillman and some others, like, you don't think players get better because of that? I think some guys who are only going to get 1 year
might,
Porter.
But the program is not. No, the program there's no not. Way the program gets better because of this.
No, the program doesn't. Some of the players might. That's what I meant. I apologize. Yes. The program's worse for having Michael Porter down for the year.
Yes, because you needed an Elite Eight or something like that. You didn't need it, but if you make that Elite Eight run, even Sweet 16, all of a sudden you vaulted up to this higher tier and recruiting becomes easier. Not that they can't make that again. It's just going to be, or without him, it's just going to be obviously a lot harder.
2 minutes, 2 points, two rebounds. Shot 100%.
Save that Missouri KU exhibition game tape. That'll be all you have of him.
I mean, it's devastating.
Did he get hurt in that game?
What's that?
Did he get hurt in that game?
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Didn't play down the stretch. Remember, wow. I commented to you, Cody, you were there. I'm like, why is Porter Jr. watching the last 6 minutes of, I'll be an exhibition,
God,
a close basketball
that.
Game?
That's how.
Did he get hurt in a scrimmage?
Curtis, that'd be too Missouri. I can't. Like, for you, like, if he gets hurt playing in an unplanned exhibition game against Kansas, costing him his career at Missouri, that's too much.
Because I don't think it happened in the warm-ups.
They didn't
it was
play
almost
any other
like,
game, right? Kurt, yeah. They played.
He said that had his name not well. This is what it's going
to be. There were a couple other secret behind the scenes scrimmages, according to Jeff Goodman. I think they scrimmaged Missouri State and Wisconsin. So there were some other places that could have happened.
Those type games, after the Kansas
game.
Yeah, they're both after. Yeah, remember true. Jeff Goodman had that list of what were supposed to be secret scrimmages, but everyone in the world knew about them.
Stats, not supposed to have press in there, fans, all that stuff.
And if he played, I you know, we'd have to. You got to go back and
that
find
was just
that.
A snap, doesn't I'm like, well, that, but that wasn't it. But yeah, they've. If he took part in that, then it probably would.
Yeah, if
that.
He took part in those, then it probably. Yeah. And he started that game. Like, he started the game where he played 2 minutes.
Well, Konzo Martin said that night that he wouldn't have. His name was already in the book. He wouldn't have played at all had he not had his name in the book. Now, we look back now, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm calling someone out for being, you know, not telling us the truth, but. I accept the fact that coaches will not tell the public everything that's true out of the betterment of their team, and that's just kind of one of those exchanges that we just agree is okay to do.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, I mean, he had to have known that this was possibly an issue.
Like
everything kind of makes sense in retrospect. The not, you know, why is he more comfortable in the locker room than he is on the bench?
Yeah.
Well, because he's got two herniated discs in his back, and he's laying flat on his back. That's why.
Yes.
And real quick, this tweet from Brian Hamilton. He works at The Fieldhouse, which is a premium college basketball site. He tweets out, he was at Missouri this preseason to see Michael Porter Jr. and was told by officials he had taken a fall in practice a couple days earlier. He's curious if that would be connected to this. So it sounds like it could have happened in practice, too.
When was that?
He just tweets out, earlier this preseason, he went to go see Mizzou practice.
I mean,
and was told.
And with stuff like slip discs, it does go in and out sometimes. Like, it's not always. Like, because it's that same thing. Like, when things move and shift, especially in that area, it doesn't always feel as bad as it does at other times. So, right. Like, it's just. Gosh, I mean, for Missouri to land him, to get the new coach. To try to completely put the Kim Anderson era behind them, and then immediately get 2 minutes out of him, and then, you know, like, and then you had to watch him last night play without him poorly against Emporia State, and you just start wondering, like, what is this team without Michael? Like, how good are the players that Kim Anderson had, or was it just that he was not a good enough coach, right? Like, so I guess we're going to find out some resiliency in this thing.
Yeah, the Emporia State game is a head-scratcher for me. I chalked up the Utah game to, look, Krestoviak's a great coach, and they were ice cold from the floor, and they kind of panicked once they started missing those shots, and Tillman fouls everything he sees and was not able to see the court very much. But then last night against Emporia State happened, and you're like, okay, again, a poor shooting performance, but still, you should be able to get over those a little better than they did. A 5-point victory over Emporia State, even without Michael Porter Jr. There's a lot of talent on this team, even without him. So the last night was a head scratcher for me.
In case you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Michael Porter Jr. undergoing surgery today in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be on his L3, L4 spinal discs. A projected recovery time of 3 to 4 months. They expect it. They will likely cause him to miss the remainder of the season. Boy, devastating news if you're a Tiger fan. Devastating news if you are Michael Porter Jr. Let's try to pick things up and listen to us fail miserably. Mick Schaefer's in studio. Boy, we're just talking little Chiefs and then hearts ripped out. This would be a good day for Curtis to get his first win for Family Feud. So, if you want to play Family Feud, 913-381-1010 is the number. Let's get K-Dog a win today in Family Feud to pick up the mood a little bit.
Yeah,
here
that'll
the program.
Help.
Curtis, you can feel better to know.
In a better mood already, aren't
Missouri,
you, Curtis?
Missouri beat Emporia State, even without Michael Porter Jr. Mick lost to Emporia State in college, so.
Ah.
Yeah. Very.
It was close, though.
Very
apparently.
Similar. Yeah. My brother beat him.
Ooh.
He was at better school.
Better player?
Better. Yeah, he was. My kids always ask me, like, who was better? I'm like, Scott was better at the sports people care about, football and basketball. I was better at everything else.
By the way, a correct point from Doug Stewart, pointing out that like maybe they found out last night
that,
or the day before that Michael Porter Jr. was going to be done for the season because there were rumblings, I guess. But
maybe,
I know it's not an excuse for playing poorly all the time, but I could see why that would just be devastating to your mood going into a game, right? You just found out that the linchpin to your success, especially if you were some of the guys who were on the team the last couple of years in the worst of times, this has got to just feel like the worst kind of luck, right? Michael Porter Jr. done for the season, or at least expected to be done. He's going to have surgery on his back, his L3, L4. Anybody have back problems here? Not me.
No, thank goodness. I know a lot of people who do. And just in the everyday life, it affects them, and they're not, you know, potential professional athletes.
We're going to try to get Curtis a win, though. It is Family Feud time. Mick is here. We're going to try to bring up the mood, try to help out our guy. We've got our contestant for the day. It is Josh who says he is Team Curtis. Is that right, Josh?
That is correct.
Oh.
One wounded Missouri fan to another.
We might as well take another loss, right?
It's fun. Everybody backs on Curtis. I think I only have like two wins the whole time here.
I'm 0-1. So somebody's getting off the losing train.
Sure, yeah.
Either I'm going to be 1-1.
Good news, I've got a perfect record, so we'll be fine.
There we go.
Josh is feeling good about it. Rob, I guess, let's hear what you got for us this week.
All right. We surveyed 100 people in the top. Well, who wants to play first?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Josh, go ahead. You usually choose. Do you want to go first, or you want Curtis to go first?
Curtis, you go ahead and go first.
Okay.
What do you think, Mick?
I got QT for the
you feel
group,
even
so
even evens or odds? What do you feel good about here?
Evens.
Okay, we'll you'll go second.
Okay,
you'll
good.
Go second. I'll go first.
And by the way, you guys know your buzzer just for Josh mostly is your name.
Me and you, Curtis.
If the category is like worst all time worst Missouri moment,
Michael Porter.
Someone else is doing the 2 o'clock Sports Center. I'm going home.
All right, ready.
All right, here we go. Top five answers on the board. We surveyed 100 people. Here's the question. What website could you not go a day without visiting? Cody.
Google.com?
Google's on the board, but not the top answer. Curtis, chance to steal.
ESPN.com.
ESPN.com's a better answer. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
How many answers are there?
There are three more.
There are three more. What do you think, man? Oh, I got to make this decision myself, don't I?
Well, you and Josh can discuss
can
real
discuss
quick.
It.
Should we play? Should we... We pass.
Pass or play?
We got to get three more.
I say, man, that's tough because I. What do you think? Pass or I think pass.
I'm going to say pass.
Pass.
We're going to pass. Over to Cody and Mick. You guys have three strikes and three sights.
Let's go Twitter.
That's the top answer.
Facebook.
Second best answer.
Instagram.
Maybe we should have.
Nope.
Played. Oh, God. I was on the social media roll. We got one more left, right?
I forgot about Twitter, Facebook. Like, oh,
those two big ones.
You guys got two strikes and one correct answer to go.
We just have, okay. Two strikes to go, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Those are kind of the big ones, right?
Right there.
Pinterest.
Oh, boy.
Pinterest. Come through, Mick.
Trying to think of the ones I get on. I can't say that one. No. I will go, I don't know, like CBS Sportsline.
Nope. out of strikes. Chance to steal for Curtis and Josh.
What do you think, Josh? YouTube, maybe?
I would say YouTube.
Is that a good one? I can't think of anything else that I hit a lot. Should we give it a shot?
Yeah, I would say either that is Yahoo or Wikipedia. Are those? Does that count as a website?
Ooh, Wikipedia's pretty good, too. Wikipedia or... I think Wikipedia might be better. What do you think?
Let's roll with it.
Wikipedia.
Sorry. 79 points to Cody Mick. The question, the answer you guys missed, sports radio810whwhb.com.
I was wondering
really?
If someone was going to suck up to you.
Awesome.
A lot of people answered and sucked up to us.
Yeah.
By the way, both Cody and Curtis, you guys work here. Don't you check the website every day?
Yes.
I do.
It's also 810whwhb.com. Well, the person just listed off the incorrect website.
Well, I just said sports radio 810. All right.
Job, Cody.
So now we got Josh versus Mick here.
Yep.
All right. Josh, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Top eight answers are on the board. We surveyed 100 people. The question was, name an NBA team.
Mick. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Nope, wrong button. I hit the wrong button. My bad. That's the top answer. That's the top answer. You want a player pass.
What was the question?
Name an NBA team.
That's it?
There are seven more answers on the board. Player pass.
Come on.
You're going to need a player pass.
Let's play this. Let's do it. Yeah.
Lakers.
Hold on. I got to do all that. All right. Lakers is correct.
Warriors.
Warriors is correct.
Knicks.
Actually, no, hold on. Warriors is not correct. You guys are going too fast.
Whoa.
Now I'm working
backwards.
Warriors
not correct?
Warriors is not correct. I'm looking at my sheet. No Warriors.
Knicks.
He has one strike. Knicks is also not correct. You guys cannot rapid fire on me.
Wait, Oklahoma City, what did you say?
Here are the ones you guys have.
Lakers.
You guys have Thunder and Lakers. You guys got Knicks and Warriors wrong.
Right. Man, so the Cavs are on there.
Yes, they are.
Celtics.
Double checking. Yep, second best answer.
I was a little bit worried about it. For a second.
So that we got 5 of 8 so far.
1, 2, 3. Yep.
Oh man.
And two strikes.
Yeah. No. We get no margin for error. I'm gonna go with somebody.
I have mine.
The Spurs.
Spurs is correct.
Wiggins is on the Timberwolves. Is that on there?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Good
you guys
thinking
got
there.
One left.
Good thinking.
T-Wolves. The T-Wolves.
One more, Mick.
I'm going to go regional and say Dallas Mavericks.
Chance to steal 100 points.
That would have been unreal if we got all eight.
Curtis, I'm thinking the Bulls.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Bulls.
And 100-point steal.
God dang it.
Boom.
Oh, that hurts. That's
get
dumb.
The Timberwolves, but we missed the Bulls.
Yeah, I should have gotten more regional than the Mavericks.
Is the next category going to be top five most heart-wrenching Missouri? Curtis and I got this.
Yeah, we got that one.
Man.
You guys cleared the board back there with a steal.
I know. I can't.
That hurts.
7 of 8.
Oh, boy. Who's next is Curtis versus...
me.
Cody?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Curtis. The way the sheet shook out today, I'm not liking your chances here.
Oh, goody.
How are the Warriors not on
that? Not that would have provided much solace.
A little surprised by that one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Top four answer. By the way, the score is 100-79.
Oh, we're down.
Yeah, look, Curtis has a lead.
I like how the scoring is done on Family Feud.
But I'm feeling some lower back pain.
Here we go. Top four answers are on the board. We surveyed 100 people. The question was, name any Britney Spears song.
Cody.
Curtis.
That sounded like Cody to me.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Correct. Not the top answer, though. Curtis?
Oops, I did it again.
And that's the top answer. Player pass. There are only two answers left and three strikes.
You want to do it?
Why not?
Okay.
Because
I'm going to rely on you, then.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I did not want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's over to you,
ahead,
Josh.
I don't know another song.
Toxic.
All right, that's correct.
He's
I only
on his
have
computer.
One.
Can we get a camera in on Josh?
All right, Curtis.
Oh, criminy. Wasn't there one about being lucky? Lucky? No idea. I knew we shouldn't have taken this.
What's the one about...
No, you don't get asked. You just have to guess.
Oh, the slave one.
Slave for you is correct.
Oh, I don't know. Does that count as
I'm going to count the slave one.
Himself?
The slave
he hasn't thrown out the answer yet.
Were you
going like to
get the slave
also,
one?
No, how did they get 100 points on the other one if we got 7 of the 8 answers?
Because they stole.
Yeah, I don't
they
like
They steal
the
point.
No,
like,
but
they're
only 100.
The
it's top 100 answers on the board. There
yes,
could only be 100.
Yes. They stole
they got
the entire category.
You get the points for stealing it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's,
don't think that's how it should be.
That's how that works.
Isn't there one call?
That's the end of the list, by the way, Curtis.
They
you
won
keep
it.
Guessing.
Oh,
it's over.
Won.
Curtis gets a win.
That's it?
Yeah, they stole 200 pointers.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
Congratulations, Curtis.
Yeah, good
I'm
job,
the,
Josh.
I'm the
good
new
job,
Curtis.
Josh.
I'm the new Curtis.
Well, boy, so, if Josh did not get slave for you, it's going to be a big problem.
You won, and you get gift cards to Rockin' Brews, where you can pick them up. No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Program prize pack.
Program prize pack. I apologize.
You win free tickets to the next Missouri game.
Yeah. Do you want to go with me, Curtis?
Yes.
We'll just have a nice caravan
of misery. Just get hammered before the game and not even show up.
Oh,
yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Josh, thanks. That's it. That's. I can't believe you won just... Just
you know
200s
what?
Like that? That's
like,
it?
Like even that. Just hey, I finally snapped the streak on this day.
Yeah. All
November
right
the 21st, 2017.
On Britney Spears.
On Britney Spears. Josh apparently celebrates her whole collection, by the way.
Yeah, you guys can argue about him getting the slave one, but were you ever going to get slave for
but
you?
He didn't throw that out as a guess. He was just talking to himself. He might have said, I don't know the title,
no, but the
so
game
I'm going to say
continued.
Something else.
I mean,
they would have had. There was only what? That was a 4-pointer, so they would have had 196.
Yeah, well, the game
it
is
was
alive.
Trending in their direction.
Ask Nate Bucati if the game's alive at 196. Sure is. That game is alive and well.
With you have another category? We can't. We're not going to.
Just going to do it for fun?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we have the time. I can give you the category just for funsies.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what is
now, the next category was name a legendary rock band.
Mick.
Mick.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones on the list.
Metallica?
Metallica was on the list.
AC/DC?
What's top of the answer?
Beatles.
Yep.
How many answers are there?
8.
Oh, man, 8's a lot.
You got all but...
Foo Fighters?
Nope.
Creedence?
Nope.
Metallica?
What? No. I said Metallica.
Oh.
But yeah. Creedence, no.
U2?
Nope. You guys would have never gotten the Eagles, Kiss, or Aerosmith.
Well, I thought you said great bands.
Legendary.
I thought you said legendary, not Eagles.
We got to draw a line here,
yeah.
Rob. Have some standards. People of the Family Feud. By the way, we just burned a category for Rob that he could have used later.
Yeah,
not Rob's problem. Curtis, tough break, pal.
Yep. Curtis, congratulations on the win. Missouri fans, sorry on the loss of Michael Porter Jr. for the rest of the seasons. We'll take a break. We will get you what you need to know other than the devastating injury to the Missouri Tigers basketball program. Most importantly, what you need to know is that Michael Porter Jr. is having surgery on his back. Expected to be out 3 to 4 months. Could be season-ending from the sound of it. Also, Jesse Ertz for K-State out for the season. Didn't stop him from beating Oklahoma State.
Shut up, Cody. Just
hey,
trying to depress everybody in the room.
Just bring you all down.
You're at UMKC. Team won yesterday. Hey, playing today.
Yeah, hey, that counts. They've gotten beat bad by a couple of local teams.
Yeah, for a while there, they had two 52-point losses and a 51-point win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, is that varies.
Yeah.
They're a program working some things out.
Sure. They graduated a lot from last year, but hey, coming off a postseason appearance, that'll do.
I just want them to go to the NCAA tournament once. Is that asking too much? Also, Marcus Peters on Twitter had invited at least... somewhat for a conversation to the president.
Sure.
I assume we all saw that. Of note, in case you missed it, Red.
Yes.
Need to know stuff that at least he sent a, I'd call it informal, gathering for him and Marshawn Lynch and the president
sure
to talk some things over.
That'll happen.
I would watch it if it did. And there
those,
was tape of it.
Those
we'll
three
it.
Want have one very entertaining thing in common, in that they will say what is on their mind. If you got those three into a room, especially Marshawn Lynch, Marcus Peters more on the quiet side, I think, with cameras around him. Marshawn Lynch and Donald Trump going back and forth. I would pay a lot of money to see that. I would pay a lot of money. I would love to watch that.
Yes.
There's no filter there, either one.
Oh, right. You guys watch Marshawn Lynch's reality TV show on Facebook?
I've seen one episode. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah. He was he almost rode a unicycle. Like, he was up, like, about to ride it, and they finally had to talk him down. Like, a unicycle that was, like, two stories in the air, too. He's up on a ladder.
We'll have Alex Schiffer on the program tomorrow talking about the Michael Porter Jr. news. Curtis will be in a pool of his own tears.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Are you just numb to it at
this
point?
That's what I say, yeah.
Are you a little numb to it?
No, I mean, it's the initial as a fan, you think this is terrible. Then you got to get back to the news, the job of what you're doing in your job. So yeah. I haven't really thought about it much, that kind of impact since it broke.
His brain got sidled with Britney Spears catalog
things
instead.
Toxic.
I can't believe you gave him Slave.
Yeah. It's weak. Rob handed that away.
Just to feel like my...
I got you iced tea today, too.
Now Rob. I'm the only winless person left in Family Feud.
A lot of things you get.
Rob's iced tea order. Right, special ice, certain amount of
Diva
lemonade.
Iced tea order.
Of course.
I gave him strawberry lemonade.
Back in the program tomorrow.